The first full day of the G7 summit of leading industrialized nations wrapped up today in the French town of Avion-le-Bain. While the annual gathering has historically focused on issues ranging from global health crises to climate change, this year's summit has been dominated by war. President Trump arrived in France just hours after a tentative memorandum of understanding aimed at ending the 3.5-month war in Iran was announced. And while reporters have been barred from official talks, they pressed Trump for details about the agreement and what comes next.
We have our deal done with Iran, and it should be successful. It goes to a second stage, which I think will be actually easier. I didn't want to attack them last week, but we had no choice. And we did it twice, actually. We were doing it a third time, and we were able to not have to do that. But we have a deal that's a fair deal. It's a good deal.
Details of the agreement remain secret. However, Donald Trump says the deal is centered around reopening the Strait of Hormuz. But outrage soon followed, as anonymous sources with information on the matter reported to outlets like Reuters that the deal also includes a $300 billion investment in Iran, in addition to the war costing U.S. taxpayers an estimated $113 billion over the 108 days of the conflict. The alleged funding highlights the ideological civil war that has erupted within the Republican Party and MAGA, with Trump loyalists like Marjorie Taylor Greene taking to social media to criticize the president.
There will be $300 billion be given to Iran for reconstruction and investments for Iran. Now, I'm assuming this comes from the American taxpayer, and I want to tell you that's a bunch of bullshit.
Trump utilized the G7 press conference to address the alleged provision.
We are not investing any money in Iran, by the way. That rumor got out there yesterday. It was ridiculous. We have the right to go in someday and do if I want to do something or if somebody wants to do something, but we are not investing any money. We have no obligation to invest any money in Iran.
A quick fix to the rumors would be to release the full text of the MOU, reportedly only a page and a half long. However, when asked why not release the document, Trump said,
"Oh, I will.
Why not release it?
Well, because I'd like to get a formal setting first before we do that."
The so-called formal setting may be Friday, when Switzerland's foreign ministry says a signing ceremony for a deal between the United States and Iran will take place at Bergenstock Resort. But when pressed further about the MOU, Trump summarized its supposed text.
Grid document. Here's what it says. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. That's what it says. It won't have one to buy, to develop. They will not have a nuclear weapon. And I would say that's about 99.9% of what I wanted.
Beyond what the president said he wanted from the agreement, Iran's nuclear program was one of the pretexts he used to launch the war, despite insisting during the same press conference that previous attacks had already obliterated the country's nuclear facilities.
So the Atomic Energy just reported that it was one of the most devastating bombings that they've ever seen. The whole mountain collapsed on top of it. And frankly, to go get it, we're going to go get it. But to go get it is a big deal. Because they say only China and us have the equipment where you can even get. The whole mountain is collapsed on top. We have cameras on it. You could make the case why you're even bothering. Because it's not really valuable. It's, you know, it's probably $500,000 worth. It's not very valuable stuff.
Iran's top diplomats report that the tentative deal also requires Israel to withdraw from Lebanon, a condition Israel has already rejected. The contradictory interpretations could sink the agreement and lead to the resumption of all-out war.
And you don't have to knock down an apartment house every time you're looking for somebody, because there are a lot of people in those apartment houses, and they're not all Hezbollah, that I can tell you. I didn't like where 2 hours before we're signing the agreement, that there was an attack. in Lebanon, in Beirut. It was right in, it wasn't like in the southern side, and you know, it was in Beirut. I did not like that. I let them know that. I didn't like it, not at all.
Now, as Trump tries to finalize a deal, he's unloading on Netanyahu.
Without me, there would be no Israel, because no other president was willing to do what I did. I've had a great relationship with Bibi, but now Bibi has to be more responsible with respect to Lebanon.
Israel is not party to the MOU, despite playing a major role in the war when it joined the United States in launching strikes in February, and has since continued fighting Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli forces have invaded and occupied large swaths of southern Lebanon, reportedly as much as one-fifth of the country, extending beyond the so-called buffer zone along the Litani River. In Lebanon, residents have begun returning to the south, even as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel would remain in Lebanon for, quote, as long as necessary, close quote. Despite fears that Israeli leaders could seek to undermine the deal, G7 leaders appeared optimistic that the war with Iran may be coming to an end and began shifting their focus to Russia's war in Ukraine. Trump said he had a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We had a very good meeting. Look, Russia should make a deal. Russia's lost tremendous amounts of people, and so has Ukraine. Last month, they lost 35,000 soldiers between the two. Think of it. This is on a monthly basis, they average 25,000 people, mostly soldiers, young, beautiful people. And it's crazy what's going on there. But we had a meeting, and we'll see how. I spoke with President Putin on Sunday. And it's sort of the same thing. I mean, they just keep going, fighting, losing soldiers. They lose so many soldiers. This is not since World War II has anything like this happened. I settled 8 wars. This was the one I thought was going to be the easiest settle.
Trump added that he is considering reimposing sanctions on Russian oil shipments, as he expects more oil to move through the Strait of Hormuz.
Do that because the oil is now flowing. So we took sanctions off because obviously we're not looking to impede the oil. So we're in a position to do that soon.
In March, Trump eased sanctions on Russian oil. The UK, meanwhile, has announced new sanctions targeting the country's shadow fleet. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.